VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio,
specializing in tips and tricks to help you grow your business on eBay. Here's your host, Griff.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is October 7th, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 572. Today, we'll hear all about the launch of eBay's new live auctions. We're going to get centered on eBay sales. We'll learn some cheap tricks for reducing overhead, explore some top-rated tips for successful selling, and discuss the importance of community and valuable online resources. We'll also take your call. But first, here's the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
Live auctions, Jaguars, and an iPhone all feature in today's eBay Radio News for October 7th, 2014. I'm Lee. The Living Desert, located in Palm Desert, California, is offering the public a chance to name their two male Jaguar cubs with a unique online eBay auction. The auction winner will receive a grand prize that includes a right to name one of the cubs, a framed photo of the cub, a private behind-the-scenes Jaguar tour for up to four people, among other prizes. The Living Desert, if you put The Living Desert into eBay search, you'll see the listing. The male cubs were born on April 26th to Magia and Memo, who were brought together as part of the species survival plan. So get on over there and take a look at it. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
eBay shoppers now have the same access to auction merchandise as those bidding in person on the auction room floor. With the newly announced live auctions, inventory is sold directly by hundreds of world-class traditional auction houses. And we're going to have a special guest on to talk about that later in the show. Britney Spears personally signed 1996 Park Lane Academy 8th grade yearbook is listed on eBay.
Wait, she made it to the 8th grade?
Yeah. How much do you think the seller's asking?
Probably way too much.
The seller wants $4,000 buy it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, she was beautiful even back then. The alleged iPhone 6 prototype, you've probably seen it in the news, received bids of more than $100,000 on eBay. It's been removed by the seller because he says the item is no longer available. Oh, yeah. The eBay auction, nearly 200 bids were made with the price jumping from $60,000 yesterday to over $100,000 later that night. And just before the item was removed, the seller, Alex Cantor, under the username Kimberly K1018, said he had been accidentally delivered the alleged prototype by U.S. network provider Verizon when he had ordered an upgrade.
And
in the item's description, he offered 110% guarantee that the prototype was the real deal. Well, we'll never know.
He didn't give a reason.
eBay. No.
He just said it's no longer available.
Exactly. Hello.
Who knows what that means?
There are 493,497 Halloween costumes listed right now on eBay. And here are some for children and for adults as well that are popular for 2014. Frozen, the movie, continues to draw huge interest. We'll likely see a few Annas, Elsas, and Olafs. Maleficent, Captain America, Black Widow, The Winter Soldier, Falcon, even X-Men, including ones for Professor Javier, Guardians of the Galaxy, labeled as this generation Star Wars. You need to grab a retro tape player and headset to house your mixtape. Hercules and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, the turtles are back with costumes that fit the entire family.
Yikes.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't dress up for the Halloween.
Not at all? Not even a boa and a pair of crazy glasses?
Or? No, I tend... Well, I guess we've been invited to a party. I think I'm available. I'm thinking, am I on the road? I don't remember. It's just not my thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it. I'm an actress.
I did it once.
And what did you do?
And it was hard to top it. It was 1986. I went as Pee Wee. I had the suit, the tie, the shoes, the hair, and the voice. And it, you know, that's, I just don't want to do that again.
So. Oh, I'm picturing that. That's eBay Radio News for October 7th, 2014, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grift.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio. where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. So, last week, Jeff and I took a flight, to get to Oklahoma City, to go to Uncle Joe's memorial service. And it was a beautiful service.
Was it?
It really was. It was very, very nice. Some family, some friends, a few eBay sellers. The only other person I knew there was Melinda Jackson, who Melinda's helping out, I guess, with settling up, like, selling stuff. And it was just it was a wonderful memorial for Uncle Joe.
I'm glad.
It was very moving.
I'm glad you guys went.
Yeah. I'm very, very glad that we went. So.
Did you list anything over the weekend?
I did. I listed some shirts.
I listed my first multi-quantity, multi-variation listing.
Well, you must be so excited you're ready to crawl out of your skin.
This must be driving you crazy, what I'm
doing. No, it's
here.
Not. No.
Because I'm going through things that people went through, you know, a long time ago. And stuff.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, as it happened, I thought, well, at least I got three. To me, that was three listings, right? I had three items.
Three items.
Right. Somebody bought them.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
I'm serious. So I only have two listings left up there.
Wow. So that one sale that had multi-quantity is gone?
Yeah, they bought everything the next day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you must feel great.
I do feel great, but, we're so desperately trying to get on track to list a certain amount a week like I had promised myself.
Well, what do you want? People not to buy from you? What are you, crazy?
Yeah, oh, and I made a mistake with the multi-quantity listing, too.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Thank God the woman wanted all three of them no matter what.
What'd you do?
Well, I had two gray scarves and one black one.
Okay.
And I did the exact opposite. I listed it as two black and one gray.
Oh, Lee.
But
You're just skating on a defect right there.
Let me tell you what happened. So right away, I contacted...
A senior moment.
Right away, I contacted... Well, it was my first one. Give me a break. I was a virgin multi-quantity, multi-variation lister.
You would have gone over it with a fine-tooth comb.
Had I been there, that wouldn't
have happened.
I did, but yeah, still, you know... So I contacted the buyer immediately.
Okay.
And said, oh, my God, here's what I did. I made a mistake. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to give you back your money for the black one that you're not getting, and you can keep all three. And she answered, which is what Griff would have done.
Yeah, I would have done that.
So, and
I would have done it on one knee, though.
And I do it.
With my hat in my hand.
I think of you when these things happen. Seriously, yeah. You're my mentor. You and E. Betsy, my two mentors here.
Oh, you can't go wrong with either one of us on your side.
Exactly. Well, so I told her that, so she answered back and said, no, please don't do that. I love them all. I'll take all three of them as you go. So there you have it.
Oh, that's
my
great. That hardly ever happens.
Multi-quantity, multi-variation listing.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
It was interesting.
Now get to listing.
Yeah, we're going to put another one up. I have four eBay logo mugs.
Oh.
And they're different colors, but they're the same mug.
Oh, yeah. What, are they black on the outside?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the mug.
It has the
new logo.
They're newer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are nice mugs.
Yep. I have four of them.
You're going to sell them?
Yep.
Okay.
I am.
So you know what? That makes sense because I don't know if you've noticed, but the eBay shop isn't online currently.
Right.
Right. So you can buy stuff at the eBay shop and sell it, and you're not competing against them.
Right.
I should buy all their stock.
Really?
Gene, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go, when we're done with the show today.
You're going to go buy everything.
I'm going to go do that. That would be great.
So are they going to go out of business? Or?
No. They're just, you know, they sell a lot on campus. So.
Okay.
I'm sure they'll put that site back up. So what will happen is I'd go and buy all that inventory, and then they would go back online, and I'd be stuck.
And there you'd be.
It's the story of my life.
Well, I'm going to put those four mugs up in a multi-quantity, multi-variation listing as well. We'll probably do that in the next couple of days.
You're just flying, aren't you?
Well, I would be living up to my goals if it had not been for my mother going into the nursing home. Let's face it.
I'm there every day. You can't use her as an excuse.
I can, Griff. I'm at the nursing home every single day.
For how long? How long are you there?
I usually stay an hour and a half.
Does she know it's an hour and a half?
Well, she doesn't really.
So you could get away with 2 minutes. She has no concept of time,
right? Trust me, the last few days I've thought of that very thing. Like, Mom, I had so much fun with you yesterday.
So just when she's not looking, just adjust your watch so an hour goes by and say, wow, that hour went by quick. Hey, Mom, I love you. See you later.
As long as I go in and check on her and make sure that she's okay and I love her and everything. And the family, my brother and his wife are coming down this week. So
that's good. She can share the duty.
She'll see her other children. So this is a good thing.
Does she remember them?
Yes, she knows. Oh. She knows what's going on.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Yeah,
so maybe you can't fool her with the time. She knows what's going on, but she doesn't know time and days.
She doesn't know time and days.
So Gene Cook's with us.
Oh, good.
I hate to have my first guest stay out in the hallway, like staring in through the window.
Did you tell him I mentioned it in the news?
Yeah. We mentioned live auctions in the news.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In the newscast at the beginning of the show.
That's great. So.
Yeah, we got a preview of it today during a special All Hands here on campus, and there's features of this that made my jaw drop.
Really?
So I thought I knew everything about the project that was being announced, and then I saw something. I'm surprised. We'll talk about it in the next segment.
Okay.
But I'm I saw something on the screen that made my jaw drop when I saw it.
Oh, my gosh. Pick it up.
No, the direct from the live auctions right into the category. So you click on it. So it's just not about live auctions. So this is really important news for sellers, actually. It's amazing.
I saw that for the first time.
You saw that for the first time? That's cool.
Who is this segment brought to you by?
It's brought to us by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet online community since 1999. Neener, neener, neener. Up next, eBay Live Auctions here on eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans, and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com, and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more. All bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.